The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Check it. And now to our celebration. We usually say that in Christmas we celebrate baby Jesus coming to us. But when we replace the name of baby with another name that is definitely good for this case, love, we will have baby love is coming. Love is coming to us during this Christmas. But what it means, love? How you would define this love? And in answer to that question, I have found the results of a question and answer session held by a group of professionals with a bunch of from 4 to 8 years old. And they were asked, what does love mean? Some of the answers will amuse you. Carl, age 5, says, love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on shaving lotion, they go out and smell each other. 5 says, love is when mommy sees daddy smelly and sweaty and still says he is handsomer than Robert Redford. Marianne, age 4, says, love is when your puppy licks your face even after you left him alone all day. Tommy, age 6. Love is like a little old man and a little old woman who are still friends even after they know each other so well. Bobby, age 5. Love is what is in the room with you at Christmas if you stop opening presents and listen. And finally, Jenny, age 7, says, there are two kinds of love, God's love and our love, but God makes both kinds. Kids, children, but sometimes their responses are worthy of philosophers. Maybe we should listen to children more often. They say the world and they see the world as really it is, with clear flesh eyes. And they give us their interpretation of this world with clear and fresh minds. I've heard about a family who, before Christmas, like probably a lot of families, our families, they usually go 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas to pick up the Christmas tree, but they do not buy the Christmas tree in loaves, Home Depot or Home Alone. Instead, they prefer to go to tree farm, and there they spend sometimes a lot of time because they need to find the right tree. But this last year, they had a little bit more problem because the youngest kid in their family, a girl, She couldn't decide which tree is good for the family. Not that she didn't like any of the trees, but simply she said, I'm looking for a tree that needs me. Then I will make it beautiful. And this little girl was reflecting exactly the attitude of our Lord. Attitude of God, who, what we celebrate today, is coming to us. I'm so glad that God does not cater to the beautiful, wealthy, well-educated people, but to all of us. I'm not telling you that you are not well-educated, that you are not wealthy, but God came to everyone. He is coming tonight to wealthy and poor, to people who work at the universities, and to people without any education. He came to everyone. We remember when he came, he invited through the angel a special kind of people to visit him, the shepherds of Bethlehem. And these shepherds remind us that Jesus is coming to you and to me. The shepherds were as common as the sheep, and probably not much cleaner than the sheep. But they came to visit Jesus. They got this special invitation to visit them. Someone said that they were rednecks of Judea. The rumor about them was that they liked to borrow some stuff from other people, but they had a big problem to return these things to the owners. Shepherds as a group were so notoriously dishonest that the locals of that day did not allow them to give testimony in the court. Yet the shepherds, they came to visit Jesus. Luke, evangelist, is our guide today into this Bethlehem event. Because Luke was a good historian, he might have visited these shepherds in Bethlehem area. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary more than 2,000 years ago. Yet we still say, today is born a Savior. He came for all. He came to offer salvation to all. He came to remain with us always. That is why he promised his apostles, I am with you always until the end of the age. The Lord of all comes today into our midst and makes his dwelling among us in this humble way. His divinity is fully present, yet unable to see without the eyes of faith. Today, the Lord's manger is the altar. This is the manger we come to feast. Today, the Lord is wrapped in swaddling clothes that look like bread and wine. Today we are like the shepherds who come to kneel down and adore Him, our King, our Savior, Jesus. Today we, like Magi, come to give Him gifts, gifts worthy of King of Kings, the gift of our worship. Today we sing with the angels who have not ceased praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." Today we are like Mary, contemplating our Lord, His presence among us. Today we are like Joseph, who watched over and took care of the Lord's presence. Today we receive the Word made flesh into our bodies and souls. Today we proclaim to the world what the angel said: "Do not be afraid, for behold, I am proclaiming to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. A Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord." Today, all of our concerns and problems, disappointments and failures, they will not disappear, but maybe we can place them on side. Maybe we can place them before the crib of Jesus and lay there to rest, at least for now. For to us, the Savior has been born in our midst, and He came to bring light to all the darkness of our lives. Today, Jesus is born. Merry Christmas.